If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call TIP today on 1-800-938-007.
One of our listeners says, Fran, I was travelling the N24 yesterday evening between Mooncoin and Bulmers. I counted 8 big white caravans with English Reg heading for Rosslare. Where does the 5K come in to application there? That comes in from Noel to us on 083 311 3311. Tipperary Independent County Councillor Shamie Morris has expressed major surprise that the local authority has not stood up and said that the Shannon Pipeline project should be taken off the National Development Plan. And Shamie joins me now. Good morning to you, Shamie.
Morning, Fran.
Good to talk to you today. You say you're surprised that the authority isn't more proactive on this.
I'm actually shocked, Fran. As you know, I've been bringing this up at every opportunity, at every meeting, every time we talk about, you know, the future of tourism, how, you know, what lovely products we have, particularly around the lake. I keep hammering on the point is what would Tipperary look like if Dublin gets to go ahead to suck 330 million litres of water a day from our lake and our rivers. And, you know, the people look at me surprised, but what really surprises me is that our county executive just seemed to be standing idly by in this, because we have a number of workshops with Irish Water. We have Dublin. Actually, we have consultants hired to provide technical data to us on this project, and the consultants were paid €134,000 7 or 8 years ago to supply technical data to us. And yet, when I look for that technical data, I'm not allowed to get it. And also, when I look for I'm told that the technical data will be presented when Irish Water make their submission to on board Panala. Here's more, Fran. I actually asked RPS, who are the consultants acting on our behalf, if they would have a public consultation, or if they would meet, you know, anglers or fishermen, people using the lake, you know, restaurant owners, boat people. Anyone out there that has an in-depth knowledge of the lake, I asked RPS if they would meet them on while they were collecting data for us, and they said that's not part of the remit. Now look, we're walking very with two hands tied behind our back into a situation where Lough Derg and the Shannon would be sucked dry, Fran, rather than a pipe being fixed in Dublin.
Yeah, let me play you a little piece of audio. It's just a few seconds long, but last year at some point or other, I spoke to Liam Minahan from the Fight the Pipe group, Shamie, and this is what he had to say.
Nobody has approached me in a long, long time, to be honest with you. To be honest with you, I don't think this pipe is dead, but I do think it's in a nursing home. And it's not, you know, like, I be honest, I can't see this happening, but there is a gravy train rolling on, and somebody needs to call a halt to it.
Now, that was Liam's opinion at that time, Shamie, that this was just going to be sidelined and just go away.
Not only is it not sidelined, Fran, and he's right about the gravy train, by the way. There's a lot of people being paid along the way, and there's consultants. There's surveys being done at the moment. There's tens of millions being spent on surveys and checking land and to see if the land is suitable. I'll explain how this is actually a reality. It's part of the National Development Plan. Mm-hmm. So therefore, it has statutory status. I know someone that looked for planning permission somewhere where the pipe, along the roof of the pipe, and they were told that Irish Water would have a final say in whether they got planning permission or not, because if it was in the way of the pipe. Also, there's a water needs resource survey being done at the moment, a national water resource survey being done at the moment. Ireland is split into four different regions. The Dublin region comes the whole way down as far as Partine. Now, if that's not a gerrymandering of a national water resources plan, I don't know what is. Also, Irish Water are in discussion with the CRU. You know, CRU are checking to see if this is something that's worth. Every plan that's out there, there's an abstraction plan after being drawn up. This project is center of the abstraction plan. So everything we're seeing out there is showing that Dublin needs this water, but yet nobody is willing to shout stop.
But that need of water was, you know, pre-COVID, and things have changed drastically with COVID in terms of, I mean, office blocks in Dublin now empty with people working from home, Shamie. Surely that has changed the need, or has it?
Fran, if we were to apply logic to this, you of course you'd be right, and that's the I will be making a submission into the water needs plan, and I would be making a submission into the development plan. That our actually national development plan is not fit for purpose at the moment because it was drawn up pre-COVID. Mm. Mm. And, you know, things have completely changed now. I can guarantee you Dublin City water needs are gone down substantially because the coffee shops and baristas and you know, all those things that were open in the past and serving offices and all that is down substantially. But Frank, can I tell you what hasn't happened during the lockdown? During the full year that the Dublin City's streets were lying idle. Mm. There's been no major pipe fixing scheme gone on in Dublin. You see, if people look at me as if to say I'm a small bit of a lunatic, and maybe I am, but I'm absolutely going to chase this through the whole way to Europe if I have to. Mm. We look at the National Children's Hospital, Fran, and we wonder how it happened. Mm. We wonder why we didn't shout stop. And to be fair, a lot of people did say, listen, come here, this is in the wrong place. It's not fit for purpose. The Shannon Pipeline has statutory status. It's going to cost €2 billion and rising, and it's not needed. If every litre of water that's pumped from 170 kilometres along the way that's taken from our region will go straight into the ground in Dublin because they haven't fixed their pipes.
And Shamie, has there been even a start to negotiation with farmers that will be affected along the way?
There was consultations about 7 or 8 years ago with farmers. You know, the Irish Water would say that there was consultations, there were public meetings, Frank, where farmers were invited in. But they have gone in people. Because of the fact that this is statutory status, Irish Water now own that land where that pipe is to go through. Literally, they own that land.
Is it?
They haven't even been compulsory purchase, Frank. Now, I will say, of course, they will have to negotiate with the farmers afterwards and say, listen, we're taking this bit of land. But that has statutory status, which means that the farmers have no rights now. The farmers where that pipe is going through. This pipe is 6 foot. I could actually stand in this pipe without touching it, without my head hitting the top of it. That's how big the pipes are. But Frank, I tell you, in the last 4 or 5 months, I decided to change tack in this. And I'm absolutely getting a massive response from councillors. I rang the mayor of Limerick, who actually thought that the pipeline had gone away.
Yeah.
I rang the mayor of Clare, and I asked all of them to carry out an exercise. And that exercise is to ask them to look for their wastewater treatment plant capacity reports from Irish Water, which means that every town and every village has a wastewater treatment plant will have an annual report done on it, and it'll tell you what the capacity of that wastewater treatment plant is. I did it here in Nina, for instance, in the Nina MD.
Mm.
5 of our towns and villages have no capacity in their wastewater treatment plant. Absolutely none. That right,
put clarity on that now for people. And you're saying that with that deficit, we're still going to give away water to Dublin.
Well, no. What I'll say is that this is a funding issue, Fran. It's a funding issue by Irish Water. And what I'm asking people to think of, we need our wastewater treatment plants. For instance, Nina, Ballina, Newport, Silvermines and Clocksheridan cannot build one single house or get a connection from Irish Water because Irish Water will say to them, your treatment plant is at capacity.
Yeah.
And if I want to hammer that home, Fran, Tipperary County Council built 2 houses in Clocksheridan. They can't open those houses because Irish Water won't give them a connection because the sewage treatment plant is at capacity. So I asked every councillor and in all the areas that I've been talking to find out what their treatment plant capacity was. In other words, if Nina is to go out there in the market tomorrow and look for foreign direct investment, for instance, and I also know, for instance, that the Tipperary County Council executive are extraordinarily worried about the lack of capacity in our water treatment plants. But they will see in every region that there are major issues with water treatment plants because of lack of capacity, because of lack of investment in those water treatment plants by Irish Water. I give an example, Ballina, for instance. We all know that Ballina has expanded massively over the years, and it's a fantastic town and with great people in it, and you know, their hurling club, everything's thriving down there. Their water treatment plant was literally supposed to be finished by now. They're pushed back to 2024. And yes, Fran, we can spend €2 billion. We can write a blank check, sorry. We are writing a blank check to pump water into the, that that's going to go into the ground in Dublin. And because of that, Fran, and because of that, because I've asked people to look at this as a funding issue more than just a, an environmental issue, now councillors are beginning to come around and support my stance on this.
Well, Shamie, I'm just about out of time because we're heading towards news, but it's something we will be getting back to time and time again because, of course, it suits the powers that be for people to figure, like Lee Minahan, that this has gone away, but it hasn't gone away, is what you're saying.
It has statutory status, Fran.
All right. Thanks, Shamie. Thank you. Good morning to you.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.